I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Deadly riots in Bangladesh have claimed 27 lives. Police clashed with Islamists who were demanding a blasphemy law. The riot brought the capital city, Dhaka, to a standstill. Asian Access Bangladesh co-director Peter Mazumdar says their church leader training went forward. Despite the troubles, there's a class on schedule to graduate in September. The other thing to note is that the trouble has had a unifying effect.
Last few days, many churches came together and we prayed God may transform this situation and change this situation, and we like to see a peaceful country like that. So you can pray for that.
Next, Bibles burned, elderly Christians arrested, and churches closed. These issues were discussed this week with the Kazakh ambassador to the United States, Kurat Umarov. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba was one of a dozen or so people who met with him about Kazakhstan's religion law.
I was pleased that, you know, they were openly ready to discuss all these issues and even offering some solutions, because many local authorities are simply overzealous about implementing this law.
And there are 800,000 people crammed into 2.5 square kilometers, eking out survival in Kenya's Kiberia slum. Ion Network Kenya is focusing on the thousands of homeless orphans living there. Child sponsorships rescue these kids, but growth needs space. 4 staffers share a metal shipping container as an office space. Ion comes alongside local churches with resources so they can bring the gospel alive in their communities. Will you help? Go to our website for links. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help M&N with your best gift, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.